Hello, welcome to Quarantined with the Good Graces. Quarantined is an interview podcast that focuses on staying creative, present, and connected during these unsettled and isolating times. I'm your host, Kim Ware of the Good Graces, and today in our very first episode, I'm talking to my good friend John Harrison. John is a visual and recording artist based in Carrboro, North Carolina. He makes music and art under the name JPhono1, and he recently released an awesome album entitled You Are Here to Be Around. John and I discussed his new album and his art, his creative process, the fun of improvisation, staying present, and much more. I had a wonderful time chatting with him, and I hope you enjoy it as well. You can support this and my other musical-related endeavors by becoming a patron. In fact, patrons that contribute $10 or more each month get the unedited video versions of these quarantined chats. I appreciate any and all contributions. You can contribute as little as a dollar a month. So thank you in advance for checking it out at patreon.com/kimware. Now on with the episode.
So I want to back up for a moment for anybody that's not familiar with like what you do.
Okay.
So you perform or you make music under the name JPhono1. So what is that? What the hell is that? Explain that to someone.
It's just the name. I mean, my name is John Harrison, but I don't really ever use that for anything. I don't know. It's just a sort of umbrella that I use to perform, you know, a name to do visual art and music under. I don't really know why. I like the way it looks, you know, like I like the letter. Like I'm a big like sort of font freak, like and yeah. Letter. Person and I think all the O's and stuff looks good, but it was also my first email name back with when I think it was Hotmail account. Mm-hmm. And it was just phonos, like a earphone jack and a mixer, and then J for John, you know.
And somebody you had to add the one, because did someone have just JPhono or you wanted it to be that?
You know, I don't know. I don't really recall. I think I probably just liked the aesthetic of having a number in there. And on that particular mixer, it was a DJ mixer, and there was a Phono 1 and a Phono 2.
So. Oh, okay. Very cool. I didn't realize that. That's cool. So tell me about, like, again, for somebody that's not familiar with, like, if you had to describe, like, the music that you create and or the visual art you create, how would you describe it?
I mean, I definitely have I like to play with sort of assumed, like, things that are sort of familiar, but then sort of, I guess, sort of take them a new way. Like, it's experimental in a way, but not in a way that's unrelatable. Like, I try to take things that sort of exist, like songwriting and stuff, and just sort of, like, I don't know, try to take more liberal leanings with lengths of song or where you put a chorus or if you put a chorus. Same with paintings, maybe it's like you're painting a vase of flowers, but you don't mind throwing paint all around the thing that's not the actual painting. I don't know. I just kind of do the things that I enjoy doing, and hopefully there's a thread through it all that makes a little sense that is coming from me, I guess.
Yeah, I think I had not thought about that, because I mean, I'm a fan of your music and of your art, but you definitely do like, there's a little bit familiar that you can like kind of lock into, and the music is, I think, more experimental than
sure.
The art.
I would agree with that. Yeah,
but there you definitely that. You like you said, you want to maybe take something that's a little more familiar, and typical is not a good word, but like, I guess expected, and then kind of like what can you do to it to make it a little less familiar?
I think expected is a word you use that I think is really good, because I do like the Beatles and you know, like these classic sort of like crafting of songs, and I've spent so much of my life sort of doing that. I became a little not bored, but uninterested, and just sort of like trying to recreate what I think is the perfect type of 4 minutes or 3 minutes long, and just became interested in other things. But that part never left either, because I love great songs, you know, so I didn't want to abandon that kind of thing. Although I will say I tend to get more out there the more I do it, like where I completely abandon songwriting structure a lot.
Yeah. Well, I guess you probably, it's like anything though. I guess you do it a little bit and then you're like, oh wow, that actually worked. I kind of like that. So then it gives you a little more of that kind of license to go a little further with it, maybe, or just makes you more confident that
I get more comfortable.
Hey, yeah. Uh-huh.
In that space. Like you know, I wanted to, I mean, we've played a lot of shows together and there's parts where I was like, well, this is a song, but I want to have this sort of part of the song where it's always improvisational and that sort of thing. And you know, it's scary to start doing that. And then you kind of get used to it and then you kind of navigate how you do it. And I don't know. And then you get comfortable and like you said, confident. And, mm-hmm. and then it, you know, you start thinking more in that space, headspace, than just song crafting. Although, and also I just feel like I can write a song. Like, doesn't mean it's gonna be good, but uh-huh. that's something I feel like I can do. And I'm just not as interested in that, doing that anymore.
That's cool.
Maybe I'll come back around because I will have left it for a lot of years. I did that with guitar tuning. It's tuning the years I've played in these alternate tunings, but now I'm kind of interested in standard tuning of a guitar again because I took such a long break from it. It's interesting again too.
Yeah. Oh, that's really neat. And I didn't realize that. So there will be, when you're playing like live and or just on your recordings, will there be a certain part of a song where you're like, I'm just going to improv here and see what happens?
Oh yes. That's more and more. That's the part I like to do the best, but I also like, don't like it not to be a song. Like, right. I try to never like jam out endings of songs. I try to actually have song endings, even if like the song is mostly improvisational. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. So it might have maybe a formed beginning structure, right? And then there's a part of the song that just varies from that and goes wherever, and then you bring it back in to like.
Correct.
Yes. That's so cool. Yesterday I actually I took an improv class for the first time.
Ooh, and that's awesome.
I loved it. It was so cool. It was through Second City, and it was
that's great.
2 hours long. And it was one thing I noticed while we were doing it is because we did probably, it was just 6 or 7 of us, and she had us do a handful of like kind of exercises together. And she was a great teacher. And one thing I noticed is like she would have us, you know, like walk around the room, point at an object, and say what it is, like whatever would catch our eye, like, you know, I'm looking at a music stand, I'm looking at a ring light, whatever, I'm looking at a computer monitor, whatever, right? But then she had us right after that go around the room and say, this is not a blah, this is not a blah. And like almost all of us, like we would at times we would purposely say like, this is not a, and name something like the opposite kind of.
Right.
But then there were times where it's like, I kind of caught myself where it's like, I really wasn't thinking, I was just saying whatever came to mind.
That's great.
It was really cool because I just felt like very, you know, there's so much crazy going on right now and we're just inundated with all this like content all the time. Right.
Right.
And, like, for that portion of time, it's like I didn't feel that way. I just felt really, really present. And it was super cool. And like there was one thing she asked. I cannot remember. Oh, the exercise was the person before us would say a word and the next person would say whatever you're like. If you said pizza, I would say right. Pizza makes me think of hot dog or like whatever.
Right.
There was something said. And I really felt like my mind was just really blank. And I just said, and I don't know why I said, whatever it was, I said, makes me think of Madonna. And right. I was like, I don't know. And I was telling them after the exercise, we would kind of talk about, you know, how it made us feel and like what we were thinking when we were doing it. And I was like, I don't know why I said Madonna. Like, I'm not like, she hasn't come up. I'm not a huge fan. Like, and it was kind of cool when that would happen. It's like, I don't know why, what, where'd that come from? You know, it's,
that's, yeah, I don't know.
Neat.
It is very, yeah, it is very neat. And like you use the word present. And I think that like when you're doing improvisational, whether it be like comedy or, you know, acting or in music, like for it to be done well, you have to be present, like in the moment that's happening. And I think that's one thing I've become attracted to with music.
Yeah, and it's so much more necessary, I think, now more than ever. And it, like for me, I mean, I don't, I've been doing dry December and dry January, you know, and I don't tend to consume like recreational drugs or anything, right, like anything right. to like alter my mind or whatever. And like I said, I mean, right now it's just like, things are just so crazy that like, that's what I have really appreciated about making music during this time is that it does provide like something to be really like present with. Mm-hmm. That's definitely an alternate reality almost, you know?
No, it is. I think creating in general can be that way. I mean, you've been in a studio or like working on a song, you're like, mm-hmm. wow, it's been like, what time is it? Or like, you know, right. it's been 2 hours. Like, where did that time, you know, I was transported for 2 hours away from the planet or whatever. And like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of so the cool. point.
Yeah, that's rad. Well, that's cool. I'm excited to hear that about the improv thing. I didn't all the times that we've talked, I don't know that we've ever discussed that part of it. That's super cool. So tell me a little bit about like I love your new album, but
Thank you.
Like, you know, for people that maybe have not heard it yet, like is there anything maybe different about it compared to your previous albums? How'd you make it? I'm really curious, like just how you made it, like during, do you feel like it was a product of like the pandemic, or were you working on it already before all this?
So I think it's a little both. Most of it I had began recording prior to last February.
Okay.
But with the intention that I was going to kind of record it here mostly, like in my own studio, which mm-hmm. I had never, I usually use my studio to make demos or to like do overdubs mm-hmm. from other, you know, like say drums and bass and stuff were started in the studio. Mm-hmm. I'd bring the stuff here, do my work, and then take it somewhere else to mix. The intention with this album, even prior to the pandemic, was to do the lion's share of the work here. Mm-hmm. Still send it somewhere else to mix, but maybe that the songs, once the pandemic started, I actually got really into like home recording a lot more. In terms of just the mixing aspects and I don't know. So it gave me a lot more control. So there's a lot more stuff that sort of went into the album than probably would have if I was going to the studio, like, you know, a few nights a week. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, you know, when you're going to studio, you're paying for the time. If you're using, you know, other people, it's just sort of, usually I would plan to do what I was going to do prior to going to the studio. When you're at your studio at your house, a lot of people already know this. May I'm sort of a late comer to it. You know, I can do whatever here because that's not costing me anything. And it's, you know, I could record for a whole day and not use any of it. And it's not really wasted time, like,
that's or true.
Money.
Yeah.
So I would say that this album is different in terms of the process. Since I was had a lot more control over ideas and stuff, I felt a little freer. And I had more access to and time to explore different ideas and sounds than I usually allow myself to do because I'm in a studio prior to this album.
So and now, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, as I say, I don't know how I would go back to. I mean, there's some stuff I can't do here, like drums, but I would be hard pressed to not want to do a lot of the recording here in the future.
So you did all of it. At your home for this new album?
Yeah, and then I split some mixing duties with my friend Nick at Track and Field.
Okay.
And he mixed some. But, you know, what I've learned through this process too is mixing is interesting now as well because, you know, I'm sending, even though somebody else might be mixing my record or producing the record, you're sending them, like, I was sending them sessions and tracks that were sort of pre-mixed. I don't even know if that's right. a word, but it should be, because that's what I was doing. Like, I was sure. sending them at least, maybe everything wasn't panned, like he did some of that stuff, but mm-hmm. like the general idea of what was going to happen and the edits were made prior to sending it. And I'd never done that. And that certainly saves them time.
Yeah.
And money. So yeah, I don't know. So that was interesting to get more into that.
That's awesome. Yeah. The album sounds incredible.
Wow. Thanks.
It really does. I really, really love it. It's my favorite of yours, I would say.
A lot of people have really said a lot of nice things about it in that regard. And I will say, I think it's probably the most true to where I've ever been in making a record in relation to how I sort of hear and see the songs, because I don't, you know, there wasn't like other band members really. Mm-hmm. I wasn't limited by time and money. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
It was very, fun. Very cool.
Liberating.
Yeah. It, I like that it's, you know, there's a good variety. I love that there's a lot of just kind of like instrumental stuff that you can just kind of like zone out to, but it's not all that way. So I think it keeps it really interesting. It doesn't really remind me of anything, except I will say at times it reminded me of like Sea and Cake stuff. Do you like that?
I like Sea and Cake fine. I'm a pretty huge Sam Preakup fan. Like I actually like his solo work more than the band. But I like Archer Pruitt and so I like that whole collective and that whole time of Chicago music.
Yeah. Very cool.
Tortoise, and big fan of Jeff Parker, who's in Tortoise. And,
okay.
And all from that era of Sea and Cake.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I think it really spoke to not so much Naomi, my musical taste, that they change a lot, but then I tend to always come back to just kind of like sad folk music for the most part. But at the beginning of this pandemic stuff, I don't know why, I just got really, really into like instrumental, atmospheric, just like, and I don't know what it was about. Like, I don't know if I was just like, no, I can't take in words right now or what. But I think it really like spoke to that recent interest of mine too. So
yeah, I mean, as a songwriter, you know, I feel like there's like a it can sometimes be a burden to like write lyrics and sing if you're not in that mindset or headspace, even though you might have written a song musically that you're like really into and you're really behind and you're really mm-hmm. sort of, and maybe that's just the way that's supposed to go. And like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I write less and less lyrics and less vocal parts on songs over the last 10 years, even like, you know, not writing second choruses or second verses. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe so much laziness, maybe again I try to follow my interests, and my interest is, you know, I still try to stay sort of true to that stuff, and that sometimes means that I don't feel like I have anything to say with lyrics on songs. And I also like to explore that. I mean, I don't think all music, I mean, I like when an album or a song can be equally enjoyable as passive listening as mm-hmm. well as active listening. Because I do that with music all the time in my house.
Yeah, I do too. There's, I'm a lyric person in general for the most mm-hmm. part. And I love listening to lyrics, but if I'm working and I just want music on, that was something I noticed here recently too. Sometimes I would get distracted by the lyrics. So there's, I like the instrumental stuff for that is awesome. Yeah. That's very cool. So, looking at my questions, see what we haven't covered yet.
So far good.
Like, you know, I mentioned you don't seem to have a problem like staying creative, like even amid all the crazy stuff going on. Like, is there anything that you've needed to do differently? I mean, you talked about recording being differently, but like has it just become like such an integral part of your life that it hasn't really been a challenge for you to keep it going?
No, I mean, I miss shows. I miss seeing shows. I miss going to shows and just sort of that reciprocal aspect of humans playing music. No, I mean, for you know, at least a couple decades now, I feel like just the creative process is part of my daily sort of situation. What has been, what I am grateful for is I just have more time for it, really, to be honest with you. Like, I don't feel like I'm, my process has changed. It's just, you know, I'm now working from home. So, I mean, you know, you can walk over to the easel and put some paint on a painting, whereas before I would be in my office, like, and I, you know, which is not here, not, you know, at my house. So even just little things like that, it also gives you the time to experiment with, like I don't feel like I have to be as efficient with my creative process, because I don't feel like it's like, well, I'm at, not at this other building doing a thing to make, you know, pay my mortgage, you know. Now it's like, well, you know, I can try some stuff that might just not work. And I've done that to different degrees in my life prior, but, you know, I try to be efficient with my time and be present and, you know, stay interested in the places I'm at in my life. But it's nice to actually have some of this time to be like, well, like recently I've tried with painting, doing some like cold wax with oils and, you know, stuff I've kind of wanted to do, but like, you know, that's an investment of time and money, and it might, nothing might happen. Like,
Well, so tell me, tell me a little bit about like your art. I think you've had some shows or something going on recently, right?
Yeah. Well, and I had a bunch of shows that were supposed to happen, then COVID like, you know, happened. Yeah, I mean, I've just around town up here in Carrboro. This luckily, there's some places that are still, you know, have art that I'm showing. Mostly just though, it's word of mouth and like on online, like people that know me and buy stuff and or get into it, and then, you know, telling their friends.
You froze.
So I've been grateful for that. Okay. House all the time. They now want to like. People are at their house all the time now, so I feel like they are paying attention to like what's on their walls and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And they have more time too to spend on like if they've always wanted to make this room like
better
and more comfortable. Like they want their space to be more comfortable now too, I think.
Yeah. And I'm glad, because I don't have a place to keep all this stuff. And I just like making it. Like, I'm not really precious. I mean, same with the music. Like, I enjoy the process. That's the part I like.
Right.
That's the part that I'm sort of addicted to. The final part of it, like, you know, I don't know. That's for other people to deal with.
Yeah. Well, I know you have kind of a recurring theme of like astronaut stuff. Are you still doing those?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what that's about, but it's partly, I don't have to draw faces is partly what that's about.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, well, I mean, it reminds me of the, maybe it's kind of like the song. It's like that's your structure in a way, you know? And then it's like, what can you do to kind of muck around with that and make it different? Yeah. I mean, I think-
No, I think that's right.
Creative people, a lot of creative people need a little bit of that structure, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that provides that in a way, just that's the recurring element.
You have to have stuff to paint, like, you know, you have to have things to write about. Right. You have to have things, and again, I think it goes back to the process. Like, what I enjoy is the creative process, so sometimes the subject or the theme might be reoccurring because one could say I'm too lazy to delve too far out to write about anything else. But I don't think that delegitimizes anything. I mean, think of how many songs are about, you know, love and falling in love or being heartbroken. Like, that's fine. Like,
yeah, for sure.
There's gonna be tons more. Like, so a lot of it's just like, you, like, astronauts are a thing I can always paint because that's just what I naturally sort of gravitate towards doing. So I'll just put them in different, you know, scenarios.
Yeah.
And I get to paint, and that's the part I really like. So it's cool. Just the act of painting.
Yeah, I love it.
Or songwriting. It's all the same to me, really, I guess. I don't know.
What's your mug say?
Dude, I got the, I don't know what it's going to look like in the thing, it says best astronaut ever, and it came on my birthday last April, and I have no idea who. It was like a secret gift, a birthday gift.
That's pretty cool.
That was nice. That was super nice for somebody. So thank you, whoever that was. I have no idea.
That's awesome. So we kind of talked about this a little, but okay. If you had to pick one thing, like what's the first thing you're looking forward to doing post pandemic?
Honestly, traveling out of the country. I know that I'm fortunate to be able to, that's even an option, but that's something that me and my wife have been doing a lot for the last 8 or 10 years. It's usually 2 out of country trips. We scuba dive. And so usually during the winter, in February, we usually would go to Caribbean or somewhere and scuba dive and traveling. Yeah. Going to places I haven't been. I mean, shows are definitely up there, but honestly, just traveling. That's probably my non-creative hobby, mm-hmm. That I do the most, that I really miss. I don't know when that's going to happen again.
Yeah, same. And it's funny because I made, there's a lot of things that I can't wait to do, sure. The list that I made of things I have a list of places that I want to travel to, and it's a long list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. I mean, we were doing 2 trips a year, and I would like to continue to do that sometime.
Yeah. And you would go to Mexico about every year or two.
Yeah.
Right?
That's one of the places. And I highly recommend that. I feel like that's a trip that is in people can kind of, again, I know I'm grateful for the positions, I'm in. With that being said, if you want to travel internationally, I think Mexico is beautiful. It's fairly cheap to get there. And once you're there, it's super cheap. And it's great. It's a beautiful country.
I love it.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely on my list. And I want to go back to Puerto Rico too. I love it down in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is great. Been there twice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, that's even easier because you don't even have to change currency, or you don't. I don't know if you need a passport or not, but I know you don't have to change money, so that's good.
Yeah, I can't remember. You may not. We've only been once, but we loved it. Yeah, there's a vegan vegetarian boutique-y bed and breakfast down there that we want to check out.
Awesome.
And it's safe too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. They should be a state.
Right? It's ridiculous. God. Cool. Well, anything else you want to tell me?
I'm grateful for you. I think great you're doing this. I'm excited about your Patreon and rededication to your craft as well. And that's a big step. I mean, to really lean into what you enjoy doing the most.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fun employed at the moment, so I have more time for it also. And so, I don't know how long I'll have the luxury of time like I have right now. So I want to try to take advantage of it for sure.
That's great.
Yeah.
More people should do that if they're able to.
For sure. Well, I'm looking forward to us planning some shows together again.
Let's do another tour
at some point. Yeah, I guess I'm a little bit closer now. So.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you, John. This was fun.
It was a lot of fun. It's really good to see you.
Great to see you.
Take care.
See you. Bye bye.
that was the Jay Fono one track Home off this stellar new album, You Are Here to Be Around. Thanks so much for listening.